We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Beis, and we're in middle of paragraph Beis. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 214, the right-hand column, about a third of the way down the page, where the sub-paragraph begins with the word Nimtza. Nimtza, Rav Nosson says, we see, therefore, based on what we learned now, Sheksivas Sefer Torah, hu bechinas she'oisin mehanishma nase, that the act of writing a Sefer Torah is an example of turning nishma into nase. Because again, as we explained, we said that the letters of the Torah in their place of origin, upstairs by Hashem, they are in the form of nishma. There's no physical shape or form to them. They're pure spirituality. When the Sefer connects his brain to Hashem and uses his knowledge of Torah and his knowledge of Safras to use and brings together the parchment and the quill and all the different things needed, and he starts putting those letters on the parchment, that's Asiya. That's Ksiva writing, which is a form of Asiya. It's a form of Naseh. So that writing a Sefer Torah is an example of taking Nishma and making it into Nase. And it's for this reason that every single individual Jew has a responsibility that he should write for himself a Sefer Torah. Ki kol echod yeshloi nase v'nishma bi'atzmoi lefi bechinosoi. Because each and every single Jew has a unique nase v'nishma based on what level he is on. Each one of our nase v'nishmas are different from each other. V'alkein, and therefore, bevadai eino yochei lotzois, eino yochei lotzois im ha-sefer Torah shekos v'acher. Therefore, I cannot fulfill my requirement of writing a Sefer Torah with a Sefer Torah that you wrote, because you have your Naseh v'Nishma and I have my Naseh v'Nishma. Ki hu tzorech lahasig ulekabel b'chinas hanishma sheloi daiko. Because I have to attain and achieve my Nishma. I have to reach upstairs, up to Hashem, and search for the Nishma that has my name on it, not the one that has your name on it. Each one of us has his nishma. Ki chaveroi yesh loy nas v'nishma acher. Because my friend, my colleague, has a different nas v'nishma than me. Oy gavoya mimenu. Could be that his nas v'nishma is higher than mine. Could be his nas v'nishma is a higher level than my nas v'nishma. Oy nomuch mimenu. Or his nas v'nishma is lower than mine. And if my friend's Naseh v'Nishma is a higher level than mine, bevadai lo yuchal lekabel hanishma sheloi, then I am certainly not capable of receiving his Nishma. If I receive his Nishma, it'll blow my fuses. It'll blow me away. Because he's on a much higher level than me, and the nishma that he's trying to get from Hashem is way above what I'm capable of handling. Ve'im hu nomuch mimenu, and if my friend is on a lower level spiritually than I am, im kein eich yetze im ksiva sefer Torah shel chaveroi, how in the world can I fulfill my responsibility of writing a Sefer Torah with a Sefer that he wrote, She'osa mehanishma nase, where he made from his nishma into nase, me'achar shehu kvar ovar dargazu, if I already passed that level, I'm on a much higher level. He's on the 23rd floor, I'm on the 46th floor. And again, he's writing a Sefer Torah by taking his nishma of the 23rd floor and making it into Naseh. I'm way above that. I'm already on the 46th floor. How can I fulfill my responsibility of my writing a Sefer Torah with something that's way beneath me? V'hu tzorech lahasig nishma gavoy yoser. Whereas I am required to connect with a higher level nishma than what this man, what this sefer just connected to when he wrote this sefer. Al came therefore tzorech sheyichtoiv daika biatzmaya sefer Torah. That's why each and every Jew is required to write the Sefer Torah himself. Kidei lahasig ulekabel b'chinas nase v'nishma lefi b'chinosoi, so that I'll receive my nase v'nishma. My act of writing the Sefer Torah is going to be based on the nase v'nishma that I'm up to. Shezeu b'chinas ksivas Sefer Torah lishmo. This is what's meant when the Torah speaks about the fact that there's an obligation, that a Sefer Torah has to be written lishmo, l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah. That this is not writing a newspaper. This is not writing an essay. This is not writing a book. This is writing a Sefer Torah. This is a totally spiritual thing that has its own rules and regulations. And part of its rules and regulations is that you know where this stuff comes from? This stuff comes from the highest place. It comes from Hashem, from the highest levels of Hashem, where the letters, where the Torah originates from, where the letters of the Torah originate from. And the one who's writing the Sefer Torah has to connect to his connection up there. Every single Jew has a different connection up there by Hashem. Each one of us has to make sure to connect in our place up there, plug in over there, and then plug in our, you have Lahavdil. A person has their computer, and then they have their little BlackBerry or their laptop. Each one has his computer and his BlackBerry, and he's doing his synchronizations between the two. He's doing his work between the two. If I take my BlackBerry and plug it into your computer that has all of your stuff on it, all of us know it's not going to work. It's two different things. Lahavdil here also. Each and every Jew has his way of connecting to, of receiving from Hashem. And that which I received already, that which I attained already, is called my nase. That which I didn't attain yet is called my nishma, or my makif, like we've said in the past, makifin. And I'm always trying to reach up there to connect to my nishma upstairs, plug into there, draw ruchnius from there, and bring it down and convert it to nase. And then I go up a level. Then I get a new nishma. And I keep moving up the ladder. My nishma keeps climbing up that ladder. But again, each and every single Jew has a different nishma and a different nasir. Therefore, when it comes to a Sefer Torah, which is one of a Jew's deepest connections to Hashem, it's critical that it be my nasir and my nishma. That's why it's, and that's what's meant when it says to write the Sefer Torah lishmo. When we say lishmo, lishmo means two things. Lishmo means for the sake of Hashem, and lishmo also means for the sake of the one who it's being written for. Like, let's say when a sofer writes a pair of tefillin, that sometimes a sofer writes 10 pairs of tefillin and he loads them up, you know, he has stock, and then when people show up, he'll sell them a pair of tefillin that he has in stock. Sometimes if a person is fortunate, he goes to the sofer and he says, I want you to write tefillin for my son. And the sofer says, okay, I'm starting today. These tefillin are for your son. And he knows from the moment that he started writing it that these tefillin are specifically for an individual person. I'm writing it as a shliach for this father, for this son. It has a certain, it's a different level as we're seeing over here. It's not that the other one isn't kosher. If a person buys a pair of tefillin off the shelf, in quotes, it could be kosher. It could be 100% glad kosher. But it seems from what we're learning here, there's a certain higher level ruchnius when the person writes it himself, or when the sefer knows exactly who he's writing it for and he has in mind that I'm writing it as a, just like, for example, the moel. Before he circumcises a child, he takes the knife and he gives it to the father and he says, hey, you're handing me the knife. You're appointing me as your shliach to mala your son for you. Because really, you're the one that's supposed to be circumcising your son. I'm standing in for you, so therefore you're designating me as a shliach. We're seeing here by the Sefer Torah that this is also a very, very important concept. The concept of the person writing the Sefer Torah for himself.